with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Louisiana Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Majority Leader Steve Scalise on Sunday defending funding cuts to a Democrat initiative at the IRS in a recently approved GOP-led bill that would provide about $14 billion in assistance to Israel amid its war with Iranian terrorist proxy Hamas.
The GOP-led House voted last week, mostly along party lines, to pass the Israel aid bill. A dozen Democrats joined Republicans to vote in favor of the legislation, while two GOP lawmakers came out against it. Democrats have declared that the bill has no chance of surviving the Senate, where they hold the majority. President Biden has vowed to veto the measure, which would cut IRS funding by about $14 billion. The Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, has found that the IRS cuts included in the bill would actually add to the U.S. budget deficit. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The Secretary of State Blinken wrapping up a Middle East tour in Turkey. This comes after a weekend of travel that took him all over the Mideast to build support for the Biden administration's proposal for humanitarian pauses to Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, new polls show President Biden trailing Donald Trump in several states that could decide the election.
Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania are all states Joe Biden won in 2020. He's currently trailing Donald Trump in those battleground states, according to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College. Voters say Mr. Biden is too old to be president and lacks the mental sharpness for the job.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The Dow is down 17 points, and the NASDAQ is ahead less than a point. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is outlining a plan to retain the White House by framing the 2024 race around many of the same themes it used in 2020, abortion and transgenderism. A strategy memo obtained by the Associated Press indicates that the Biden campaign intends to basically present the same message it did 4 years ago and assumes former President Trump will be the opponent. This is SRN News. Google is going on trial in San Francisco federal court.
A jury will decide whether Google's digital payment processing system in the App Play Store has been illegally driving up prices. The case is being brought by Epic Games, the maker of the popular Fortnite video game, which lost in a similar trial in 2021 that focused on many of the same issues in Apple's iPhone App Store. In that trial, the judge and an appeals court both determined that Apple should allow apps to provide links to other payment options, a change that could undermine the up to 30% commissions that both Apple and Google collect on digital purchases made with a mobile app. I'm Donna Warder.
USC has fired defensive coordinator Alex Grinch with two football games left. Southern Cal's defense has played poorly for the past six games. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.